It's Weekend Edition on 90.1 WABE. I'm Jim Burris. In the 90s, Penny Hardaway was second only to Michael Jordan in terms of NBA fame, but he's not a name you hear much about anymore. Atlanta journalist and author Wayne Drash just published a book about the basketball star, and when we spoke, I asked him what happened to Hardaway.
In the late 1990s, fell injured, and then he kind of fell off the face of the basketball map. But he goes back to his neighborhood where he grew up in Memphis, Binghamton. It's called the BBB, Beautiful Black Binghamton. Hmm. And it's considered one of the roughest neighborhoods in all of Memphis, one of the poorest neighborhoods in the nation. And he goes back to help a friend who's dying of colon cancer. That friend, Desmond Merriweather. He was the basketball coach at Lester Middle School, which is the school where Penny went to middle school. And he asked Penny if he would come back and help him coach. And Penny thinks he's going there for one day. But Penny goes in, and he falls in love with the team. And ultimately, he takes over the head coaching duties. And Penny comes in. All the kids' grades go up. The neighborhood gangs rally around the team. They also sort of strike up a truce that we're not going to harm these kids. And it's one of these very powerful, positive messages of social change that one person coming in can make a difference.
It's fairly clear what Penny did for this neighborhood, for these young people. But what did they do to him? How did this experience change who we know as Penny Hardaway?
He had always given money to the school as well as to the local community center there. But he says the thing he learned most is that what these kids and what the neighborhood needed more than money was his time. And that was the biggest takeaway.
So how did you convince Penny Hardaway to talk to you for this book? I mean, was he pretty open to it?
He's a very private person. He doesn't let many people into his life, let alone a media member. But I went and did a story for CNN.com last year on what had happened. That kind of exploded in the social stratosphere all over Twitter and Facebook. And when I called him that I'd been approached about writing a book, he was kind of into it. And then secondly, Penny and I have a weird past. When we were 15 years old, he and I went to University of Kentucky basketball camp, and just by weird chance, Penny and I played on the same team that week. I had also grown up in Memphis, 2 to 3 miles away from where Penny grew up, along the same east-west corridor. We had never known each other. We had never crossed paths, even though we were ball players in the same city.
I'm reading here the quote on the cover from Magic Johnson. Penny Hardaway is a superstar on the court and an even bigger superstar for giving back and helping the youth of Memphis. Is he an unsung superstar? Because, you know, you mentioned that he kind of fell off the radar of most people, myself included. And is it just people don't know what he's doing now?
The quick answer is yes. He is so humble, he doesn't really care about the attention. He has found his calling. And in fact, he didn't necessarily want to meet with me originally to get recognized for what he is doing. He's a very true Christian. He says that he's just doing what God put in his heart. What he is, he's found his focus, and that's to help these kids.
So I understand later today you are having a book signing. Tell me about that.
Yes, Stats downtown on Marietta Street. I'm going to be there signing books and able to meet with anybody and answer any further questions that people might have.
And that's tonight at 7.
7 p.m.
All right. Wayne Drash, author of On These Courts, the Penny Hardaway story. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you.